But I will admit, I am a wimp when it comes to kidnapped children and human trafficking when I can't do anything. It'd be like you're Batman and there's the Joker and you can't strangle him. And the restraint our Border Patrol has had, and as soon as they got the green light, oh my God, they found over 100,000 of the missing kids. They are like, look like they're, you know, kung fu fights where they speed it up when I've seen them myself arresting traffickers and stuff. I mean, it's just, you got to praise them. And of course, that was the big thing Trump was doing that was so good and so pure. And now that former head of the Border Patrol tells us that not only are they getting rid of all the good people, the leadership, they're bringing in former Biden people in the NGOs. What an interview Thursday. And when he told me that, because he has total credit, it was like a punch in the stomach. I'm just like, what has happened to Trump? And I'm supposed to just, and you're like, well, it's way better than Democrats. I know that. But if he starts changing course, pretty soon we're back to where we were. The good news is largest U.S. children's hospital to launch detransitioning clinic, forcing kids, brainwashing them, they're losing every major lawsuit now, not distributed around the world. Their big push here is failing and falling apart, praise Jesus. All right. And you can show some of the footage around the country of their pride parades. No one's there. Because people, the average person that's into that on average is, you know, they're not actually a pedophile. Now that that's all exposed, they're like, oh, we're not going to that. And I'm not defending, you know, two dudes or whatever, two women. My point is that they're like, oh, wait, whoa. Because we stood up to it. They're like, well, I'm not part of that. We made it very clear. Nobody's trying to stop you from living together. Nobody's trying, except the Muslims you're bringing in that you love. Knock it off. Cut it out. Come on. Nobody's banning your books. We're telling you, you're not going to give eight-year-olds books about how to have sex with the pervert neighbor. Your grooming books are over. They're like, well, we're not part of that. Good. You didn't show up to your parades. Show some of the footage we got of these empty parades. I sent it to you. It's amazing. All over the country. All over the Western world. I sent it to you guys. Go ahead and roll it. Yeah, there you go. Where is it? It's gone. It's done. Now they've moved on to nuclear war. Now they've moved on to AI data centers takeover. But the good news is that's unifying people together, and I got big news on that tomorrow. Now let's talk about something positive, and I've really screwed the pooch on this because I've got an hour of this. But just go to the Lord's Prayer, the media, 50,000. I know how to look at crowds. You got 20 blocks, huge wide streets, totally jam-packed with people, 500,000 conservatively. Most of them couldn't even get into the city. But it doesn't matter. Keir Starmer's on the verge of resigning, and here they are leading the Lord's Prayer. There they are declaring sovereignty of the West against Islamic invasion. We're against the Islamic invasion. We're against Israel controlling our foreign policy. We're against China controlling our foreign policy. We're against Hollywood brainwashing our kids. We're against all these outside powers, whoever they are, doing this. It's not like, oh, you're pro-Israel, you're pro-Islam. I'm not anti-Israel or even Islam the other day. I'm anti the people running it, trying to take control. And I'm standing up for my own sovereignty. So here's the Lord's Prayer. And we got some Tommy Robinson clips straight ahead from the incredible event, Unite the Kingdom rally yesterday. So beautiful. Here it is.
You ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
There's also like a shocking amount of censorship. You may have seen like in you know, Britain, I kid you not, how can this be real? They are releasing convicted pedophiles from prison in order to put people in prison for Facebook posts. There were, and I'm simply stating a fact, there were migrant rape gangs in England that were gangs that would run around and prey on young girls, gang rape them, And some people found that objectionable, which obviously it should be objectionable. They were upset about that. And so they complained about it online and were sent to prison.
There's everybody booing the globalists they put up on the big screens. Carney and Starmer and Mears and the Australian puppet. This is the seeds of victory. This is the rebellion growing. It's your Trump. And them cheering USA and the UK, absolutely, all this together. Now, here's the Muslims at their protest saying, kill Tommy Robinson like we killed Charlie Kirk. Here it is.
In the morning.
Now, here's Glenn Beck, and his speech was pretty powerful. And then we got Stuart Rhodes, Ivan Raiklin, David Penn coming up for Saturday Night Live from Kentucky, live on the ground. Stay with us for that in this key battle, this referendum on national sovereignty. Here's Glenn Beck.
I bring you greetings from the United States of America. It is such an honor to be with you today. It is really an amazing thing to see you all stand up, and I come here to stand with you shoulder to shoulder because of people like Tommy and people like you that have shown the courage to speak and stand when so few will. Thank you. You have truly paid a price for refusing to ignore what is obviously happening all around us.
30,000 arrested a year for speech.
You refuse to not see what's happening to our streets and to our daughters and to our women in the streets. And it means something as an American to see you stand. And I just want you to know there are millions of Americans all across the other side of the world that see you, hear you, and are praying for you and are standing with you today.
By the way, we wouldn't have won the Revolutionary War if it wasn't for British support. They had up to 50% support in the UK. They gave us a lot of money.
Clear why I am. Thank you. I will tell you that I am here today, like you, not to stand against anything and hate, not to stand for hatred, but to stand for the most revolutionary idea in human history, that all men are created equal, and not because of a king or parliament says it, but because we are all endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Those rights cannot be taken from us by government or religion. No ideology can take them away. They are life and liberty and the right to speak your mind and to speak truth. The right to worship or not worship according to your conscience. Equal justice under the law. These words come from our American Declaration of Independence.
But
they were born here on this soil. They were born here in England, the meadows of Runnymede with a Magna Carta. They were born in the English common law that says even the king is not
above
the law.
We're out of time. All these huge hosts are ready to take over. It's going to be even better than what I've done the last 2 hours. Let me tell you, with Stuart Rhodes, Ivan Raiklin, David Penn, and others. You don't want to miss this next 2 hours. It'll be right here on this feed at Real Alex Jones on X, AJ and Live on X, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. That's a new site, 700,000 followers, last 10 days. Great job, folks, following us there. Share that with everybody you know. Tell them to share it as well. But we're going to put in post when I post just a clip out of the show from the live show, his full speech, Glenn Beck on fire. Great job, Glenn. Glenn's admitted he used to be naive. So was I about things. He's woken up. He's amazing. We love Glenn Beck. What a patriot. Because I still see clips of me attacking him and him vice versa. And I don't like it. because he's woken up to all of it now. That's good, and so have I. I was wrong about some things, so we'll see. It's okay. We love each other. We're all in this together. I love you all. But listen, you want to see hardcore information like this continue that the enemy hates? Support me financially. Get great products at the same time. TheAlexShowStore.com. Make that decision to stand up. If you don't back the people at the tip of the spear, you are literally surrendering to the tyrants. It's true. We have a buy one, get one free deal that ends tomorrow on the best iodine out there and on the Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox. Buy one, get one free. And so much more at TheAlexShowStore.com. I can't do this without you. I can do nothing without you. You're the reason we've had so much success. You are the InfoWar. You are the fight. And the InfoWar continues at AlexJonesLive.com, the new news site for the audio and video feeds and articles. So share those links now. Now, Sunday Night Live, straight ahead. Stay with us.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable, TK-421. Cabling complete, no faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy.